Gabrielle Solis had always been a demanding shopper. And whatever the purchase, she always expected the very best. Whether it was exotic perfume shipped over from Paris, a high fashion gown straight from a runway in Milan, or designer shoes flown in from Manhattan. But on this day, her expectations were going to be put to the test. You see, Gabrielle was now shopping for a baby. And there was a problem with the manufacturer.
Mostly, I just want to feel like I'm giving my baby to people who have what it takes to be really great parents.
Well, you won't find another couple with more love for a child. Isn't that right, honey? Honey.
Right? Right, lots of love. Honey, can I talk to you for a second? Okay, look, we have to find another mother.
Why?
Okay, this isn't easy to say, so I'm just going to say it, but have you taken a good look at her?
Oh, my God, are you trying to say that you don't want Deanna's baby because she's plain?
No, plain I can handle. Carlos, since that woman has walked into our house, the clocks have stopped working.
No one can predict what a child is going to look like. For all you know, her kid could end up winning beauty contests.
With her DNA, the only thing that kid's going to be winning is best in show. Look, Carlos, I'm sorry, but I want a pretty baby, so let's find another mother.
Mm-mm. I'm not going to let your shallow obsession with looks screw this up. I want a child. Any child.
Fine. Just know that in a couple of days, when that thing is born, and you're going to have to cuddle and snuggle up with something with that face on it, you'll come crying to me.